Ka. The title of the story is She Showed Me a Whole Side of Me, Part 1. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
It has been a while since I was blown away by a hookup. I usually match with a girl on Tinder or local dating sites, chat for a bit, hang out or grab a drink, then back to my place. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy a good fuck just as much as any other guy. But my last date made me experience a whole new part of myself. So, to put this story into context, something about me, I am a regularly tall guy. Not exactly worked out but athletic as I try to stay in shape. I also have a pierced nipple in one of my eyebrows, so getting girls to match with me is not as it since I apparently give out the bad boy vibe. D in bed, I would say I am more on the vanilla side. I live for foreplay. I do enjoy occasional spanking, nothing really crazy. The other day, I was swiping on Tinder, as my weekend plans fell through and I thought why not. Most of the profiles in my area are pretty generic to be honest, even though I live in a larger city. I came across a girl who only had one line in her bio, looking for somebody to make good use of my ponytail. Now, even though I am more on the vanilla side, the bad girl vibe made me look at the profile for a little longer, which pretty much means I was ready to swipe right. Bad girl, pretty but cheeky face, a winner. We matched in about an hour, chatted a bit about ourselves, what are we looking for, and since she was just passing through the town and was leaving the next day, she texted me the address of the hotel she was staying at and I was on my way over. When I arrived, we did not head into her room right away. Instead, she met me at the hotel bar, dressed in a stunning emerald dress, her hair in a ponytail, sipping a glass of wine. She noticed me enter and waved me over, an invitation I did not hesitate to accept. With a drink in my hand, we got more into talking about her work and travels, and about our lives in general, while subtly touching each other's hands, or letting our fingers slip to each other's thigh. Even though we both knew how this evening was going to end, we both enjoyed the hell out of flirting with each other. Another drink passed, and she leaned over and whispered in my ear, "I hope you brought your big boy pants because we are going upstairs." Grabbed the half-empty bottle of tequila we started a few drinks ago, and gave me a smirky look. While this would normally derail me, she left me speechless. The confidence and sexiness of this goddess had me roped in, and I knew I wanted her right there. Right now, I followed her to the elevator, and stopped behind her as she was standing there, waiting for it to arrive. As if she felt the unbearable urge I was having to have her right there, she backed into my chest and leaned on me with her back. My hands reached around. I grabbed her waist and pulled her into me. She completely relaxed and rested her head on my chest. Without hesitation, I lightly brushed my lips on her shoulder and started building my way up her neck, praying for the elevator not to arrive for one more minute as I was enjoying playing with her. I've decided it was time to step it up a bit, grabbed a little bit of skin with my teeth, and squeezed ever so slightly, while my hands pushed her into my hard cock. I knew she absolutely loved I have seen her biting her lips with the corner of my eye, and she rewarded me with a soft and silent moan. But alas, the elevator arrived. She turned, her hands let go of mine, and she lightly put them on my chest. She leaned over to my ear and whispered, "If you want to come with me upstairs, you have to stop treating me like a lady and treat me like a bitch." While one of her hands slid down to my pants and felt up my hard cock. Then, she left me standing there and started backing into the elevator, not breaking the eye contact, with a challenging expression on her face. I was in a total state of shock. I was never into a bad girl type of woman. She got into the elevator and pressed the floor her room was on. The door started closing, and suddenly, it clicked. She is mine and I am not letting her go anywhere. I lunged forward and grabbed the door just as it was about to close, only to find her standing there with her panties in her hand when the elevator door opened. I entered the elevator and asked her plainly, "Floor?" She pressed the button again, and the door began to close as I stood with my back towards her, not knowing what was next. I felt how the elevator started moving and suddenly, a primal instinct took over my body. I pressed the stop button, turned, pulled her waist towards me, and kissed her. My hands automatically shot down to her thighs, grabbed them, and lifted her into the air while she grabbed her sexy legs around me. With no panties on, I could already feel how her wet pussy started soaking my pants. While in my arms, I threw her on the cushioned elevator wall and started kissing her neck just below her jawline. As I moved lower and lower to her chest, I started biting her, feeling her reactions as her nails dug into my back even though the shirt I was wearing. From her chest, with my eyes closed, My lips traced her shoulder and the strap of her dress. I already knew she was not wearing any bra as her hard nipples were just begging me to be sucked on through the dress. I grabbed the strap with my teeth and pulled it off, exposing her beautiful breasts. I grabbed one with my hand while grabbing her hair with the other. I pulled her hair back, kissed her, and bit her lip while pulling hard on her nipple. My teeth finally let go of her lips, only to find their way down to her chest, where I started lightly sucking around her other nipple. I felt her hips starting to move as she was grinding her soaking wet pussy on my hard cock, and I pushed her hard into the cushion, feeling her hips still trying to get her some pleasure. I stopped what I was doing, grabbed her throat, and pointed her face in my direction. Our eyes met, and I said, "Don't forget, who do you belong to?" She nodded and started begging me to take her, but I knew she did not deserve it. I put her down, pulled up her dress, and bent her forward. She spread her legs as she wanted me to enter her, but I knew better. I grabbed her hair, leaned over to her ear, and whispered, "You will count now." Just when I pulled back and she lightly gasped, "What?" My hand slapped her nude butt, leaving a mild, slightly red impression. She let out a loud moan of agony, followed by cherry one. I pulled her hair ever so slightly more, and slapped her again, carefully choosing the exact same spot. Another moan, followed by two. This timeless cheerful, three, four, "Please wait." I saw a tear roll off of her cheek as she begged me to stop. Five, followed by soft sobbing. I stood her up and turned her back towards me. Her eye makeup was smudged, the cheeky grin was gone from her face. "Now we understand how this night will go," I whispered in her ear as I pressed the floor number, and the elevator started moving again. When the elevator arrived, the door opened and she did not move an inch. I knew she was waiting for my cue, and I enjoyed the power over her. "Take me to your room," was my next command, to which she silently replied, "Yes, sir," and started heading towards her door. She slid the card in the panel on the wall. The door opened, she entered and left the door open. I followed, closing the door behind me, ecstatic to continue our little prelude from the elevator.
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with five or more episodes daily. Enjoy, and I'll see you.